For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Got a home project of mine, but no idea what kind of tools and equipment you'll need? No worry. Grand Rental Station has knowledgeable, friendly consultants to walk you through the process. The Grand Rental staff of experts will guide you through selecting the right equipment, teaching you how to use it safely and correctly, and suggestions on how to achieve professional results. Give the staff of professionals a call today in Loveland. 970-669-3866. That's 970-669-3866. Rent the equipment. Keep the advice. Grand Rental Station. Don't forget to tell them the KHNC sent you, and you appreciate the support of this station. 970-669-3866.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Barry Shamish, and we're going to be talking about the sinking, or the effort to sink, the USS Liberty. Now, this was a watershed event, a very important event, which most Americans don't understand. This was occurred during the 1967 war, when an American intelligence gathering ship, the USS Liberty, was sent to stationed off the coast of the Sinai, about 12 miles off, and it was halfway through the war. It was a six-day war, and certainly the Israelis were winning at this time, and a squadron of Israeli fighter planes bombed and strafed the Liberty. Torpedo boats came out to try to sink the Liberty. There were actually special forces there in helicopters, which were apparently going to land on the boat and kill off the rest of the Americans. And, of course, this really didn't make sense. I mean, why, heaven's name, with Israel almost having won the war, would they attack an American ship? It just doesn't make sense from a logical point of view. This has been used by a lot of people to justify anti-Semitism, to hate the Jews because they attacked an American ship, but we've never gotten the full story of that. Well, those of you who know Barry, I know he's an Israeli patriot. He believes very much in his country. He's done everything he could through the years to try to preserve it, and, of course, was forced to leave the country because he had written so extensively about the absolute corruption of the leaders of Israel and their betrayal of the dream of a homeland for the Jews. So with that as a background, I'm going to let Barry pick up the story so you can get his perspective of why this occurred. And I think he has a fascinating perspective. I wanted our listeners here in Colorado and in Wyoming, and, of course, those who are listening across the country on the Internet, to hear Barry's standpoint on this, because it is entirely different than anything you'll ever hear elsewhere. Good morning, Barry. It's good to have you with us again.
Yeah, I'm always glad to be here. And it's such an obvious story. I can't believe it took 40 years just to get this point of view. It actually took me a lot of time, and I needed help, so I guess I can understand it a bit. Now, excuse me, I had written about the Liberty, but very without depth. A couple of officers of the ship had contacted me, and I had corresponded with them, and I accepted the first-hand eyewitness reports that Israel attacked the Liberty. The United States had a commission of inquiry led by John McCain Sr., Admiral, of course, who came to the conclusion that Israel made a mistake and thought it was an Egyptian boat, and it was all just a misunderstanding, and that, of course, was so blatantly not true. And the officers explained to me that there were American flags flying here, there, and everywhere, and no one could have mistaken it for an Egyptian boat, and Egypt didn't have these boats, and so on and so forth. So I did accept their point of view, and then later on I became friends with Peter Hunam, who wanted to do my Rabin research for the BBC, and as usual, they accepted it initially, and then suddenly there was a dramatic change of heart. That's been my whole life. Well, Peter Hunam made the movie Dead in the Water about the Liberty, and I was reacquainted with the issue. And he asked me, before the film was finally made, no less, I might have had a slight influence, he asked me what I think had to have happened. And what I answered was, well, it was clearly a duplication of something called the Levon Affair. The scandal of Europe, of Israel, I'm sorry, in the 1950s, well, Pincus Levon, you don't have to know who he was. He was the scapegoat. But Israel bombed American targets in Cairo, and the agents were caught. And the Israeli people were furious. And why would they bomb American targets? Well, the next year was the Sinai campaign, and without a doubt they were trying to get the American government and people to participate in the overthrow of the Egyptian president, Gamal Nasser. Nonetheless, I said to Peter, it looks like another Levon affair where provocation would lead to war. But there was something wrong with the explanation, and it really gnawed on me for many, many years, because the Liberty was attacked at 2 in the afternoon of the 8th of June, when the war was halfway over. Israel had already destroyed the Egyptian and Syrian air forces, were taking the Golan Heights, the works. Why bother? What do they need America in this war for? They were doing just fine. And there was no existential threat to the state. Why would they bring America into the war? Now, that one I never could answer. And it's really a very big question, you know. There was no point in taking the risk.
And not only that, but to antagonize America, which was their primary, you know, ally. Just, you're right. It doesn't make sense.
Well, in 67, actually, Europe was Israel's bigger ally than America. The Israelis were funded, their army was funded essentially with French materiel, but nonetheless, America was a very important friend. After the Six-Day War, America and Israel suddenly became extremely close. And that, again, can be tied to the Liberty almost sinking. But let's look at the basic problem. The Liberty was under attack for 3 hours, and the American Sixth Fleet was by plane only a few minutes away. Why didn't they protect the Liberty? And in fact, they turned back two squadrons of American jets. Now, here is, I wrote an article, it was a review of a very anti-McCain book by Jeff Gates, and I just mentioned McCain and the Liberty, and I got all this information, and one of my correspondents, Maria, just told me, whoops, I hear the music.
You hear the music? We'll be back in just a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a fascinating and very important story.
Got a
home project of mine, but no idea what kind of tools and equipment you'll need. No worry. Grand Rental Station has knowledgeable, friendly consultants to walk you through the process. The Grand Rental staff of experts will guide you through selecting the right equipment, teaching you how to use it safely and correctly, and suggestions on how to achieve professional results. Give the staff of professionals a call today in Loveland. 970-669-3866. That's 970-669-3866. Rent the equipment. Keep the advice. Grand Rental Station. Don't forget to tell them the KHNC sent you, and you appreciate the support of this station. 970-669-3866.
Still needing to take a quantum leap in nutrition? Don't miss internationally acclaimed Dr. Michael Kiriak, accompanied by Drs. Roland Thomas and Nita Desai, for an extraordinary life-impacting open lecture. This rare occasion brings the research of the most advanced, yet most simple concept of holistic health available today. Hear what these experts have to say after years of using the concept for themselves and in their practices. Join featured speakers Dr. Kiriak, Desai, and Thomas, and for you animal lovers, Russell Louie, as they share over 30 years of proven research and application of bio superfood. Personally meet Drs. Kiriak, Thomas, Desai, and pet expert Louie at the west end of the Front Range Community College, College Hill Library, 3705 West 112th Avenue, Westminster, Monday, May 18th, 6:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. Registration is limited and includes materials. $10 by May 15th, $20 at the door. Call Linda or Roland at 303-683-8113.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Barry Shamish. Barry, pick the story up as we begin to explore why would the Israelis have intentionally tried to sink an American ship. When the war was over, they weren't worried about the intelligence they may have been gathering. America was certainly not gathering intelligence and sending it to Syria or other Arab countries. None of this makes sense, and it was very obvious that the forces in Washington, D.C., having called back the first flight of fighter planes that were sent to protect the lives of American soldiers, and then shortly thereafter a second flight that was sent, it was obvious in Washington that Washington, D.C. did not want to protect the American fighting men. So pick up the story.
Well, that's the point my first correspondent wrote. After that, many others wrote the same point, that Johnson is apparently recorded, and I've never heard the recording, but I've seen this quote, that McNamara, his defense secretary, wanted to send a squadron of planes to stop the attack, and Johnson said, turn them back, I want that boat on the bottom. Now that's very damning, because it means that the order to sink the Liberty came from Johnson. And, of course, whoever was controlling Johnson, names we can only speculate upon, but nonetheless, Johnson told Israel to sink the Liberty. And that's a very damning of Israel's chief of staff of the IDF, Moshe Dayan, because he had to have given the order after Johnson told him to sink the Liberty. Israel, in fact, may have been the trigger man, but it was not at the head of the mafia. Johnson, Lyndon Baines, gave the order. Now let's look at why. We have to go back in time a little bit to 1956 and the Sinai campaign, which Britain, France, and Israel fought to get rid of Gamal Nasser, because he had nationalized the Suez Canal and really kicked off Europe. And they won the war. Israel was the infantry. It took the Sinai. The French and the British paratroop soldiers along the Suez Canal. And Gamal Nasser could have been felled at any time. His army collapsed. But the Eisenhower administration forced its, well, it should have been its allies, Britain, France, and Israel, forced them to evacuate. And essentially the war wasn't fought. All the trouble that went into this war was all for naught because Eisenhower forced the the fighting forces to surrender, essentially, to go home.
No, I think people need to know that a man named Anthony Eden was, as I remember, was the Prime Minister of Great Britain. He was Winston Churchill's son-in-law. And Eisenhower got on the telephone and screamed at him and cursed Eden and told him to get his GD troops out of there. And under no circumstances they were to pull back. And Eden caved. That was the end of his political career. He lost all credibility in Great Britain after Great Britain having taken back the Suez Canal, which he had a contract to for another 40 or 50 years. And, you know, they built the canal, they put the money into it, the British and the French, and suddenly they're ordered by an American president to pull back, and they did what they were told obediently, you know, and of course gave the canal then to Nasser, built up his prestige in the area, and of course England and France then withdrew from the Near East and Middle East, and a humiliating defeat after they'd won the war, and simply the words of one American president forced Eden ready to surrender what they'd won in battle and then destroyed his political career. So go right ahead.
Well, part of the reason Eisenhower was so ticked off was the Levant affair, and no one has put that together, that Israel was trying to lure the United States into essentially Britain's war. But nonetheless, Eisenhower and his State Department assumed that Nasser would become an American ally because America literally saved them. Britain would have overturned Nasser then and there. But Eisenhower was given a very nasty task by the grandiose delusions of Gamal Nasser. Now, this next explanation is a bit long, but it's the reason the Liberty was sunk. So let's have some patience here. Nasser asked America to build a dam at Aswan and pay for it, of course, which then was about only $350 million. Today it would be multiple billions of dollars. But the United States took the request and did viability studies, and what they discovered was a disaster if this dam was put up. The first thing is you have to understand the Nile River from time immemorial has supplied the fertility of the Nile Valley with its silt. It would flood, the flood would recede, and the land would be refertilized. All the silt would be blocked by the dam, and not only would Egyptian farmers suddenly have to buy chemical fertilizers, but the silt would eventually block up the dam. And it's about halfway there right now. There's a lake on the other side of the dam held back called Lake Nasser. It's about 300 miles long. It's filling up with silt, and the dam is right now working at about half efficiency because the lake is silting up. Okay? So the American engineers got that right, but they also got another total ecological disaster right. And speaking as a fisherman, I can tell you that they got it completely right. The silt ended up in the Nile Delta, where it fed the sardines who were at the bottom of the fishing cycle. And when the sardines went, the entire ecology went upside down, and all the big tuna and all the big sharks, all the big fish disappeared from the eastern Mediterranean. The fishing industry was destroyed. And just to give you one American example that, again, has been hidden, California used to have a huge sardine industry fed initially by the Colorado River, dumping into the Gulf of Baja. The sardines would fill up there and then migrate along the coast of California where there was a huge canning industry. The Hoover Dam went up, ended the sardines, ended the canning industry, and the fish life of California went through an ecological disaster. Same thing with Egypt. This dam was going to have the same effect on Egypt. But even worse in some respects, there was the world's greatest storehouse of antiquities was going to be drowned. All in all, the American engineers advise Eisenhower, don't put up this dam. And he said no to Nasser, and Nasser, who had a rather tempestuous personality, he did have something wrong in his head, and without a doubt. Nonetheless, he threw the Americans out of Egypt over this dam. And we don't know if he invited them or they invited themselves. The Russians agreed to put it up. So all the American military and civilian bases and companies, even tourists, were banned from Egypt. Now, in those days, Egypt was without a doubt the capital of the Middle East. Today, you've got the Saudis and the Gulf State. Anyone with oil has a say in the affairs of the Middle East. The Saudis obnoxiously have taken over in the worst possible way. But back in 1957, Egypt was the Middle East. Its power was throughout the Arab world, and Nasser invited the Soviets in exchange for the dam. That was the price he had to pay. And the Soviets replaced the entire military with their equipment, and Egypt became a Soviet client. And mischief started spreading throughout the Middle East. The big mischief was the confederation with Syria, which also became a Soviet client, and still is, by the way. Egypt may be American today, but Syria is still Soviet. And for the United States, one, the humiliation of making the wrong diplomatic decision. They should have backed Britain, France, and Israel. It was obviously in their interests. But they didn't, and they thought that they could become an American overseer of Egypt, ultimately supplying the military and so forth. And what they got was the exact opposite. They got thrown out, and Egypt became, well, the Middle East headquarters for Soviet communism. And Gamal Nasser, in the American view, had to be removed. Now, again, you have to think back to 57. It was the Cold War. Well, the Soviets were winning the Middle East, and that was intolerable to American planners. And now we have to look at what America has done to go into wars. And this, I don't know why this is so hidden, but America sinks ships and goes to war. It's a tradition. Now, what you have to look at to start with is the Maine. In 1898, America sunk a ship in a Cuban harbor called the Maine. And there's a long story with William Randolph Hearst wanting to attack the Spaniards and using his media power, and he was behind the decision, apparently in concert with the State Department of the time, to sink a ship and go to war. The Americans sunk the Maine. After that, it was ship after ship. In the case of the Lusitania and the attack on the Pearl Harbor shipyards, well, that was more an issue of provocation and military neglect, but it brought the United States into two world wars. But Johnson used the sink a ship and go to war strategy all by himself. Well, again, we think all by himself in the Gulf of Tonkin. In 1964, he staged an outrage that American ships were being attacked by the North Vietnamese in the Gulf of Tonkin. he went to Congress and they unanimously passed the Gulf of Tonkin Act, which gave Johnson dictatorial powers to run the Vietnam War. And it was all staged. The Liberty was going to be another Gulf of Tonkin outrage. The Americans would blame it on Egypt. America would enter the war, and they would get rid of the communist Gamal Abdel Nasser for good. That was the reason for the sinking of the Liberty, to go to war and get rid of a communist ally. Now, unfortunately for the United States, Israel muffed it. After sinking the entire Egyptian Navy, at least the boats that weren't hiding throughout the war, and never missing, Israel didn't sink the Liberty. They came close. Now, it wasn't just a matter of sinking the Liberty. Israel did something that it's against policy, and it's mostly withheld. You don't fire on seamen in life rafts. Surviving seamen are taken prisoner. Israel tried to kill every single officer and sailor on the Liberty. But they failed. And that failure, well, for one thing, it forced the United States to bring down Nasser in a very different way later on.
I should simply point out that the Israelis strafed the lifeboats of the return officer. Boy, there weren't nobody in them, but they were thrown overboard. The Israelis didn't know there was nobody in them, and they strafed them. So they were acting on orders to kill all the Americans, but soldiers carry out orders. We'll be right back.
Have a party, wedding, graduation, summer reunion, backyard birthday, or a backyard get-together to plan? We'll make sure that occasion is extra special and find all of your party needs at Grand Rental Station. Don't go anywhere else for your canopies, chairs, tables, bounce houses, and duck tanks. Grand Rental Station has it all. When planning your next event, be sure to add Grand Rental Station staff of expert consultants to your list for the very best in service and advice. Call your local Grand Rental Station now at 970-532-0144 in Johnstown. The very place for everything to rent. That's Grand Rental Station, 970-532-0144.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our guest this morning, Barry Shamish, we're talking about the attack on the USS Liberty and the way it was handled. Obviously, this was not an Israeli operation, even though it was carried out by the Israeli Air Force, by the Israeli Navy. People have to understand that when you're given an order and you're in the military, you carry it out or you're sent to prison. I have one article written by someone who was not necessarily favorable to the Israeli position, but the author had written that the pilot who headed the first squadron of planes to attack the Liberty, when he saw it and realized it was an American ship, he refused to carry out the order, returned to base, was arrested, and in the next flight, of course, attacked and tried to destroy the ship. But, I mean, there were Israelis who felt, I'm sure, very badly about what they were ordered to do. But when you're in the military, you kill. This is what the military does. Whether it's the American military, whether it's the Israeli military, you kill people and you destroy things. That's what the military is for. Before we go on, though, Barry, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, how they can get your book, how they can get your DVDs, or perhaps even book you for a talk. Go ahead.
Sure. My new book is The Compromised Land, and it's only a month old. And finally, it's printed well, and I can be proud of it. It took a month to sort out the little errors, and you get it at Lulu, www.lulu.com. There's a little search box. You press books, and then you press my name, Chamish. That's Shamish, and you'll see all my books, but the newest book is The Compromised Land. The website is BarryChamish.com, and, well, I just finished two lectures in Atlanta, and they were pretty well received, I must say. Very controversial, but entertaining. It was about the papal visit to Jerusalem coming up in less than 2 weeks, and the disaster that Israel is going to find itself when it divides Jerusalem furthermore. And if you want me to give that or any other lecture, my number is 904-315-8079. Once again, 904-315-8079. Invite me to lecture. All right, back we go to the Liberty. Now, you have to, again, understand how valueless American military lives were in 1967, and I would argue that has not changed one little bit. But nonetheless, it was the height of the Vietnam War. 10,000 dead, untold thousands wounded and mutilated. So what's the big deal? Kill 200 sailors and officers of the Liberty. So what? It's just a tiny percentage of the Americans killed for their rulers' diplomacy. It was no problem to destroy the Liberty, to get the communist Nasser out of power. You can rationalize it if you want to. These people are sick enough to think that they'll be preventing millions of deaths in the future and the enslavement of the Arab people. They can come up with reasons to kill 200 American sailors. No problem. Now, I'm in contact with an officer of the Liberty who has a radio show on this very station, the American Freedom Network. Frank, very long Ukrainian name, but it's on this station. And ultimately I said to him, why don't you just say it already? Your government was responsible for the deaths of 37 of your fellow seamen, not to mention the wounding of over 100. Your government gave the order. Israel may have pulled the trigger, but Diane never, ever would have ever attack the Liberty unless the order came from the American president. You've got to tell the truth already. he wrote me back and he said, I could never betray my country by saying that it wanted to kill us for any reason. And I wrote him back, but you can betray Israel and you can make Israel the scapegoat, but you can't tell the truth already. The evidence and the logic now have changed your argument. It's not written in stone that Israel was responsible for the attack on the liberty. Johnson was responsible for the attack on the liberty. And again, he couldn't do it. Can't betray my country. Can't say this. Well, it's time we re-looked at this issue, because Israel paid a terrible price in after the liberty, in that the man who gave the order, Moshe Dayan, became the leading traitor, Israeli traitor of his generation. Now, there was a lot of push and pull. Israel eventually got $3.2 billion in American aid in little increments, and there was a shift in Israel's alliances away from Europe and towards America. There were all kinds of blackmail going on. Look, Johnson may have given the command, and the American Navy may not have interfered to stop the attack, but Dayan pulled the trigger. And whatever he said, or whatever Israel said in its defense, Moshe Dayan would have been fingered. Israel would have become friendless, an absolute outcast leper. The effect on Israel would have been overwhelming. If Dayan was blamed, he'd be in an American court for major acts of mass murder. So they got Moshe Dayan thoroughly blackmailed. Thoroughly. And Dayan did an about-face on his views of Israeli defense. He suddenly became the world's greatest conniver. Now, we begin with his first act after the liberty. Israel had fought in Jerusalem against a very tough army, the Jordanians, and they were much better trained and much braver than the Egyptians or Syrians. Getting Jerusalem back was the hardest battle of all. And the only reason Israel would take Jerusalem back, it was not purely for security, it was to get their Temple Mount back. And Israel won the Temple Mount. The rabbis, the people, gathered in huge numbers, hoping to pray at their temple, not to mention future plans to dig under the temple, maybe find the treasures of Solomon's temple. But Dayan, instead of, well, he could have just given authority to the rabbinical councils of Israel to watch over the Temple Mount. He could have even divided authority, which would have been probably good for peace ultimately, with a Muslim-Jewish council watching over the Temple Mount. None of that happened. He gave the Temple Mount to the Jordanian Waqf, the Islamic Council of Jordan. Jews were banned from praying on the Temple Mount.
And that never made sense until unless we understand there were other forces at work controlling Moshe Dayan. We'll be right back in a moment.
This is George Flynn. For several years, I was privileged to host the Words of Freedom show here on KHNC. If you've been wanting a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit or non-resident Utah or Florida permit, please note that I've been a firearms instructor since the 1970s and currently conduct concealed carry classes under the banner of Self-Defense Guns. Please visit our website, selfdefenseguns.com, or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
Your brother has it, your coworkers have it, and your friends have it. You need to get your concealed weapons permit, too. Go to www.theshootingschool.org and sign up now for the NRA basic pistol class to get your Colorado concealed carry permit. Unlike most instructors, we provide you with enough certificates to renew your carry permit for 10 years. Visit theshootingschool.org now to register, or call Senior Instructor Dennis Young at 303-478-8121. That's Dennis Young at 303-478-8121. www.theshootingschool.org.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest Barry Shamish, and Barry is addressing the issue of why did Moshe Dayan, after the 1967 war, turn control of the Temple Mount over to the Arabs, to this Jordanian religious group. It doesn't make any sense, unless, of course, Moshe Dayan was really under control. He was doing what he was told to do. But you pick up the story.
It got much worse. Dayan became the Minister of Defense, and the Americans had a spy inside the Israeli cabinet. And they called in their cards in October 73 when Dayan cut a deal with Henry Kissinger to let the Arabs start the Yom Kippur War and have free reign to get their territory back for at least 24 hours before the Israeli military could be mobilized. You have to look at where Israel was before the war broke out. No Egyptian would have crossed the Suez Canal with thousands of soldiers in place. Dayan forced them to retreat. There were only 600 very lightly armed soldiers on the canal, and Egypt crossed over easily, killing an enormous number of Israelis. You have to understand, in 2 days of war, 2,000 Israelis were killed. The Syrians took all of the Golan Heights right to the bridges of the Jordan, could have taken the Galilee, but didn't, because the deal was you don't enter pre-67 Israel. We've arranged it that Israel will not preempt. Your air force is fine. The Israeli army won't mobilize. It's yours, but you don't enter pre-67 Israel. Meanwhile, if you think 200 dead on the Liberty was a crime, how about 2,000 dead in a much smaller country in 2 days of Dayan's fiasco with the Americans? They blackmailed him over the Liberty to sell out his country. There was no surprise attack. The big surprise was the Americans controlled the Israeli foreign minister. And if that an awful, awful use of Dayan wasn't enough, in 1977, when Dayan was out of politics, the Labor Party was out of politics because of the Yom Kippur disaster. The new prime minister received an order from Jimmy Carter to put Dayan in his government as the foreign minister. And I was in Israel at Hebrew University, and everyone, left, right, unaffiliated, religious, not religious, they were all furious that Dayan was back in government, because everyone knew someone who either died or was horribly wounded in the Yom Kippur War. They didn't ever want to see Dayan again, but back he came because, well, you know what? I'm not going to speculate why Begin agreed to this, but within 2 years, Anwar Sadat have the whole Sinai back. In 1979, Dayan abused his position as foreign minister to persuade Begin to walk out of the entire Sinai. To this day, Israel is paying in blood for that decision. The Sinai is now funneling Hamas, literally all its rockets, missiles, and weaponry. Egypt reneged on this Camp David Accord. Egypt is at war with Israel, and it all came from Moshe Dayan, who didn't sink the Liberty, a mistake Israel is paying for to this day. Now, I'm gonna add that Nasser was dealt with. He was killed in 1970. All right. Officially, he died of a massive stroke. Unofficially, I think that stroke was given to him. And I have no proof of this. But I do have a semi-interesting conversation with the BBC director, Peter Hunam, when I told him that I think the Americans eventually staged their coup, got rid of Nasser and brought in their own Quisling and Sadat. He said, you know, do you believe that? I said, it fits the pattern. He says an awful lot of Egyptians agree with that as well, that it was an American coup that killed 51-year-old Gamal Nasser in 1970. But in short, the Liberty changed the entire diplomacy of the Middle East to Israel's terrible disadvantage, to the deaths of thousands of Israelis. Israel paid through its teeth for Dayan failing to sink the Liberty. That is, in short, today, the story of the Liberty.
Well, it's a fascinating appraisal of it, entirely different than other people are going to hear, but I have no question at all that people in Washington, D.C., were complicit in this. There was a cover-up. I've talked to the people on the who are on the ship that day, the sailors, and they were told, you know, if you ever tell what happened today, why, of course, you'll go to prison, you'll be sent to Leavenworth, or worse. And they acknowledged that, or worse, meant they would be killed. And these men, these soldiers, these sailors who had fought for America, lived in fear for 20 or 30 years, afraid to speak out because they'd been told that they could be either imprisoned or killed if they ever told the truth about what happened that fateful day. And then came the cover-up from Washington, D.C. It was just a mistake. The Israelis had no idea. They thought it was an Egyptian ship. Nobody's responsible for the 37 Americans who did die. I think 170 were wounded at that time. And yet, of course, cover up, cover up, cover up. We can't let the American people understand. Our own leaders wanted those men dead. Well, Barry, thank you so much for being with us. And I hope that the listeners out there will want to learn more. I hope you'll write a book on this someday. I think you'd be in a good position, too, and when you're ready to do it, let me know, and I'll get to the video that was put up by the survivors.
Anyway,
God bless. We'll talk to you later.
Hello, I'm James DiNunzio. I'm an executive chef from the Midwest having a vegetarian cooking class at the Milliken Town Hall May 3rd from 12:30 to 1:30. I will be demonstrating healthy soups, salads, entrees, and desserts. There will be a full meal following the class. Cost will be $15 per person, $20 a couple, $5 senior discount. Call 970-587-0665 to register. 970-587-0665.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed our program this morning. If you'd like to know more about the Liberty, we have a four CD set or four tape set on the USS Liberty. We carry the DVD. It's never been shown in the United States. It's been carefully suppressed here, but it's called Dead in the Water. It was produced for the BBC and shown all throughout the world, but of course we could never allow the American people to suspect what really happened that day. We have a video that was put out by the survivors. It's called the Loss of Liberty, and the video on the USS Liberty. And then we have a syllabus we put together from articles on the USS Liberty. You can get any one of them individually, or you can get them all together in the USS Liberty special. We want you to have the information. We want you to help us get it out, so the American people can understand that there really are plans to kill Americans. In fact, if those of you who haven't read Operation Northwood, the secret, formerly secret government document, is included in our syllabus, Iraq, the Untold Story. That's Iraq, the Untold Story. We have the declassified document, Operation Northwood, there. We think that's a very important syllabus. We suggest you get it at a reduced cost with my talk, either the one we gave there in Colorado called War, the Untold Story, or Iraq, the Untold Story. They're basically the same talk. We think it's an important subject. You must understand that, of course, Operation Northwood was a top-secret government report prepared by the Joint Chiefs of Staff, which involved sinking an American ship and killing the Americans on board to justify getting into war with Cuba. They wanted, of course, to take Cuba back. They didn't understand that the secret side of our government had actually put Fidel Castro in power, and there was no way we were going to overthrow him. He was a useful enemy, one of the finest enemy American tax dollars could create, just 90 miles off the Florida Keys, and we would always have that enemy. That's why we had to have an all-powerful government in Washington, D.C., to protect us from the wicked Fidel Castro, who was such a good friend of David Rockefeller's daughters. If you doubt that, read David Rockefeller's memoirs. We have that available, memoirs by David Rockefeller, and also the items on the Liberty, my talk on Iraq or the war, the Untold Story. They're both the same DVD. It was slightly different packaging. And then, of course, my telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to read David Rockefeller's memoirs, you need to get the information. You need to understand there is organized evil out there. If you have not read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, shame on you. You need to get the book or the DVD. Or if you can't afford the book, go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. Look under videos, and you can find Brotherhood of Darkness and watch it, and then get others to watch it so you can understand the spiritual battle we're involved in. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com, where you can listen to our programs 9 hours a day, not get anything accomplished. But please get the information and encourage others to go to our website to get the information. to prepare spiritually for what lies ahead, physically what lies ahead. And then, of course, join us in this epic struggle to determine whether this nation or any nation conceived under God can long endure. And so until tomorrow at the same time when we're going to have open lines, be sure to call. Dr. Stan, goodbye. May the Lord be with you.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.